Hello, friends and buddies. This is Phil, and this is another episode of Phil Reads. Excuse me, I'm wiping crumbs off my chair. Anyways, this is Phil, and this is another episode of Phil Reads. I did not get to get a paper today. I think in the two previous episodes, you know that I've been feeling under the weather. So I pulled out a book I picked up or I ordered a few weeks ago called Garfield at Large, his first book by Jim Davis. I believe this is the first collection of Garfield comics, and looking in it, it's the first edition, March 1980, which is pretty cool. So I've got one of the first collections of Garfield comics. There's a bajillion of them out there. And yeah, so I'm going to read some of this, and you all know how I love/hate Garfield, and it's okay to love/hate something. So let's look at the cover. The cover's red, really nice red too. I don't know what kind of red that would be, kind of like a cherry red, a little bit nicer than that. I don't know, not brighter, but almost like a Cadillac red, if that makes sense. At the top in white writing, it says, introducing 15 pounds of... 15 pounds? Garfield weighs 15 pounds. Oh my gosh, my cat weighs, I think, on the verge of 10. He might weigh 10, and I've been told to reduce his weight. Anyways, introducing 15 pounds of furry... introducing 15 pounds of furry feline philosophy, Garfield, America's greatest cat. And on the cover, you have a very larger than he is presently drawn. He has evolved as, you know, I guess Jim Davis has gotten, you know, better and more. And when you draw something, you make a cartoonist, you're a cartoonist, you make something, you draw it every day, it tends to get refined just naturally. You don't even think about it, just eventually things just tighten up. And so what we have here is a very early incarnation of Garfield. Anyways, he is saying, and we know that Garfield, you know, when he thinks stuff, he's kind of saying it, so it's a thought bubble, but he's saying, I resent that, resenting the title Garfield at Large. Underneath that it says his first book, like I said, and then underneath Garfield, Garfield's on the right here, the title's on the left. And Garfield says, and underneath Garfield says, by Jim Davis. So let's see. On the inside cover, we have Garfield sitting there smiling. And there's a balloon with an arrow pointing to him. It says, look inside this book and see this cat eat, and it's a list, eat lasagna. It's a bulleted list, bullet point list, if you know what those are. Little dots down a row naming off stuff. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked describing this. So look inside this book and see this cat, ellipses, eat lasagna, chase dogs, destroy a mailman, laugh, cry, FFFT. I think it's supposed to be like when the cat does kind of something, maybe hisses, shred his owner, and much, much more. Exciting. So this is from 6/19/1978, I believe, first Garfield comic strip. It's a 3-panel. Hi there, I'm John Arbuckle. I'm a cartoonist, and this is my cat Garfield. We have John Arbuckle sitting at a drawing table with a lamp over the drawing table, and he's on a little, I'd say a little stool. He's got his legs crossed, and he's leaning against the table, and he's pointing at he's looking at the viewer, or the reader, and he's pointing at his cat, Garfield. And Garfield is sitting on a side table or a dresser. I can't tell. It's got some drawers on it. Panel 2. Hi there, I'm Garfield. I'm a cat, and this is my cartoonist, John. John's still looking. Now he's kind of looking on the off the shoulder of the reader, smiling, and then Garfield is just not even paying attention. He's just got a glum look on his face. Third panel. This is John. Our only thought is to entertain you. Garfield, feed me. And then John is still leaning on his drawing table with his legs crossed. And now his hand is on his other hand and he's smiling as he says this. And Garfield has not moved or made any kind of expression. From 6:20, 1978, three panels. First one, John Arbuckle walking on to the panel, and Garfield is sitting on a table, and so you only get like John Arbuckle from the waist up, and he's looking at Garfield and saying, "Happy birthday, Garfield. I have a surprise for you." Second panel, John Arbuckle is handing over something. He says, "A rubber mousey." Garfield looks down at it. John Arbuckle is smiling, and there's a little mouse drawing at the foot of Garfield, or at the feet of Garfield. Panel three, Garfield is munching away on something, presumably the mouse, and he's saying, "Could have used a little salt." And he's got big old round cheeks as he's chewing at this rubber mouse. 6:21 from 1978. So let's just assume they're all from 1978 at this point. I think we can all do that. And three panel says, off camera, "A mouse," or off panel, "A mouse, get it." I'm assuming it's John. Garfield leaning against an ottoman, and there's a little love seat next to the ottoman. A mouse is running across the panel, at the bottom of the panel, while Garfield just stares nonchalantly at it. And so again, John saying, "A mouse, get it." Second panel, Garfield, says John, "Did you? You didn't even try." Garfield, leaning against the ottoman, looks towards John. Third panel, Garfield says, "Show me a good mouser and I'll show you a cat with bad breath." Garfield smiles with his hands, with his paws under his chin as he's relaxing on the ottoman. Okay, 6:22, third panel. "I'm putting on a diet, Garfield. Here's your dinner," John says. John hands over is placing a plate in front of Garfield. They're both at the table. And John has a large-looking steak and fork in front of him on a plate. Garfield does not look happy at all. He has a very sour look on him, even more sour than usual. Second panel, Garfield, eyes wide, look of terror on his face. He's pointing off the panel to the left. John is turning quickly to the left, and he says, "What?" Obviously, Garfield's trying to distract him. And third panel, Garfield is smiling wide and he's got his cheeks are full and he's munching away. The steak is missing from John's plate and Garfield still has a small mound of cat food on his plate. And John is looking at the camera, very upset. This is 6:23. I'm going to try to slow down. I feel like I'm rushing these. Is it just me? It's three panels. First panel, Garfield's laying on top of a TV set. Cats used to be able to do that because TV sets were very big. Not wide, like a big screen, but deep. Not like a flat panel like we have now. Just for context. So Garfield is resting on top of his TV. There's little motion lines next to him, so it looks like he's just climbing up there. Second panel. "Ah," says Garfield. Big smile on his face as he's fully rested on the TV set. Third panel. "Happiness is a warm television set," Garfield says with his paws beneath his chin and his eyes closed and a big smile on his face. And we see the full TV as he's resting on it. Next strip from 6:24. slap. Garfield is hitting what looks to be a puck off of his plate with a big smile on his face. John is standing next to him, wide-eyed, looking at the puck flying across the table. Second panel. Garfield is pouncing up on the little puck that he slapped off his plate and onto the table. And John is just sneering at the camera. Like, what is happening right now? But Garfield has a big, big smile on his face. He's excited. He's got his big, fat belly going out to you as he's jumping. Panel 3. Don't be cruel, Garfield. Put the cat burger out of its misery and eat it, John says. John has a smirk on his face as he looks at Garfield, and Garfield has a sourpuss look on his face as he eyeballs John, and he just has the little hamburger puck in front of him, not doing anything. Let's see, 625. Oh, the style looks a little different. The lines are a little thinner, but that's cool. Oh, and the panels look a little wider. Interesting. 625. This is a four-panel strip. Cats, Garfield says as he's in his little box bed, smiling. Second panel. We cats are intelligent, soft, cute. He's crawling out of his bed now with a smile still on his face. Third panel. Furry, cuddly. He's marching now with a big smile on his face. He's fully out of the bed and marching to wherever he's going. Playful, Garfield says in the fourth panel, as he has his claws out and he's hanging on to the side of a curtain. I'm assuming tearing this curtain apart. And he has a big smile on his face. Oh, this is not a four panel. This is a Sunday comic. My bad, seven panel. Okay, so we've got Garfield getting out of his box saying, cats, we are intelligent, soft, cute, furry, cuddly, playful, as he takes his claws out and he's climbing up something. Fifth panel, demure. He's on top of John as John sleeps on his bed. So obviously he's climbing up the bedspread. Next panel. Garfield's choking John and shaking him violently. He's got an angry look on his face. And John's head is wobbling around quickly. He's obviously shaken and kind of disturbed by it and surprised. The final one. And masters of the house, Garfield smiles as John is looking very tired in his pajamas and pouring cat food into Garfield's bowl. So Garfield says, cats, we are intelligent, soft, cute, furry, cuddly, playful, demure, shakes him wildly, and masters of the house, as John feeds Garfield. Next strip. We cats like to sit in high places. It reinforces our superiority. The first panel, he's sitting there smiling on top of some kind of shelving. Second panel, he's looking down, frowning. He's high up on almost like a bookshelf. But there's plates and there's books. There's another shelf full of plates. There's another shelf with some flowers and some photos. But he's looking down, frowning. And the third one, he looks at the reader and he's got a twisted, scared look on his face. Help, he says. Next strip, we've got Garfield on the left side of the panel and a steaming steamed ham. A hot ham, looks like it's just been pulled out of the oven, sitting on a table to the right of Garfield. Second panel, Garfield is reaching across the gap between him and the ham. And then the third panel, Garfield has one foot on the table that he was on and another paw on the table where the ham is at, and he's dangling in the air, and he says to himself, "Garfield, you dummy." Now, let me check something. I think I have to go do something real quick. Sorry about that. I had to go do something. Seems to be happening a lot when I'm recording these. Where were we? And I know it wasn't a long time for you, but there's a fair amount of time between me stopping it and going to go do it and then coming back. But let me find. The last thing we had was Garfield was trying to get some ham. Did not succeed, and he was dangling from a couple of tables. That would mean 6:28 will be the next one. Okay, three panel. "Here, Garfield, beg," John says, as he's dangling what looks to be a hot dog over Garfield. And Garfield looks up with a bored look on his face. John is sitting in a chair, in a t-shirt and small shorts. He's laying on a table and smiling. "Youch!" John yelps, his mouth wide as he screams. He's holding on to the table and nearly jumping out of his chair. Garfield has swiped his shin with his claws, his face now angry, his tail shaking. John has let go of the hot dog, and the hot dog is spinning in the air. "Groveling is not one of my strong suits," Garfield says, as he's munching down on the hot dog, having taken a large bite out of it. He's holding it, and his cheeks are full. But he has a satisfied look on his face. 6:29. "You can't drink coffee, Garfield. You'll stunt your John says as he's swiping the cup of coffee away from Garfield. Garfield has his hand extended, a look of shock and anger across his face. Both of them are sitting at the table. John has a sleepy look, and he has what seem to be pajama tops on. His pajamas on. Pen 2. John looks at the reader. He's drumming his fingers, trying to think of something. He's holding his cup of coffee. The Garfield's cup is still away from him. Garfield is leaning against the table with a smug look on his face. "One lump or two," John says. The look of defeat. He's holding on to his coffee and dropping sugar into Garfield's cup. Garfield has his hand extended with his cup of coffee and a big smile on his face. This is three panels. Let's see, what time is it? Okay. "All I ever do is eat and sleep. Eat and sleep. Eat and sleep," Garfield says. He's leaning against his food bowl, which has in big letters Garfield. He's got a toothpick in his mouth and he's gnawing on it. He's got his foot up on one knee and he's relaxing. "There must be more to a cat's life than that," Garfield proclaims. He has his toothpick out of his mouth and holding it like a sword above his head. He's still leaning against his bowl. Both his feet now are flat on the floor. Fully extended and resting on the floor next to his food bowl, he says, "But I hope not." Seven one. I don't know if I said the last one, 6:30. This one's 7:01. "This is it, Garfield, the late, late movie with Brigitte Bardot," John says, his face excited. He has what looks to be a glass full of pop and popcorn on his lap. He's sitting on a couch with Garfield. Garfield is reclined and relaxing, both of them staring at a TV to the right of them. Got our soda pop, got our popcorn, we're set. John smiles, still in the exact same position they were in the first panel. ZZ's snoring sounds, I guess, from both John and Garfield. Their heads reclined, their eyes shut, their mouths slightly open. John still has his popcorn and doesn't look like he's touched any of his pop in his glass bottle. The TV's still playing. This one's a six panel. If you hear that crying, that's my cat Gomez in the background. What's up, dude? It's about feeding time. Yeah. Give me a couple minutes. Okay, this next one's a Sunday comic strip. Six panels. I'm out of shape, Garfield says, a blanket covering his body, his hand, his arms and his head out of the blanket and hanging over the box that is his bed. I think I'll take up jogging, he smiles. He's placed his hands on his bed and he's looking ready to pounce. Third panel. He pounces, the blanket flying off of him. He lands with a thud. Fourth panel. He's galloping away, running at full speed, a smile across his face. Fifth panel. He's exhausted. He looks like he's barely walking, barely moving. His tongue is hanging out of his mouth, and he's panting heavily. Fifth panel. Woo, I made it. He's at his bowl with that has the Garfield written across the top. There's some cat food in there, and he's smiling happily with his paws on the bowl. He's to the right of the panel, and just a few feet to the left is his bed and blanket. He only ran about 2 feet. How many more? Maybe I'll do three more, I think. This is 7-3. Garfield is walking up to a pair of legs. He's got a big smile across his face. Garfield is rubbing fully onto the legs as cat. Yeah, fully onto the human legs as cats do. He's got a big, satisfying grin across his face. I hate static electricity, he says on the third panel. His hair all furry and fuzzy from rubbing up against the the human's legs. He's marching off with a angry look across his face. 7-4 for these three panels. Excuse me. I really shouldn't eat that fish, Garfield says to himself. He's got a glum look on his face. He's to the left of the panel, and he's sitting there. And to the right of him is a fishbowl with a fish in it, bubbles coming out of its mouth. Second panel. Garfield looks to the reader. The fish is looking at the reader, both in their same position. The third panel. Call it an ethnic weakness. Garfield smiles as he's pushing his hand into the water of the fish bowl, and the fish is shocked with his mouth open, and he's swimming into the corner of the fish bowl trying to get away from Garfield's paw. Last one. 7-5. This is three panels. Itch, scratch, scratch. Garfield is all scrunched up. His big fat cheeks are wrapped around his chin. He's pushing hard against the floor. He's got his back legs and back claws scratching his back. He's got his front leg and front claw also scratching his back. He's reared up. Panel 2, scratch, 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 scratch. itch. Scratch, 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 scratch. He's fully on the floor. He's got a grimace across his face as he's trying to reach an itch and he's scratching hard. Panel 3. Ah! Garfield screams as he's standing next to John as John is reading, was reading the newspaper. He's now, John has a frightened look across his face and he's curled up and he's curled up in his love seat and he's barefoot. He's not wearing any shoes for whatever reason. He's got a look of fear in his face. I guess he wasn't expecting Garfield to scream from being so itchy. And that's it. Those are the first few comic strips of Garfield from Garfield at Large, his first book. I'm going to probably read some more from this one. I don't know if I'll read more tomorrow or if I'll read more later. But could be. Could be this one. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this. If you've got any stories, oops, let me see if I can find it first. Well, hold on, I gotta pull it up. I've got an address that you can send stuff to me now. Where do I have that at? There we go. It is at Phil Reeds. That's the first line. Second line, so if you want to send it to me, send something to me, either a written story, a local newspaper, a clipping from a paper, a comic strip, anything like that that you'd like me to read on the podcast, you can send it to Phil Reeds. Second line is PMB space 228. Third line is 1101 Cumberland Crossing Drive. Cumberland is spelled Cumberland. And then that last line is Valparaiso, Indiana, 46383. And you spell Valparaiso, V as in Valerie, Alparaiso. So if you want to send me something, that's the address. Thanks for listening.